Last week, we heard about Chatterbox's success being voted the Norfolk and Waveney Stars Team of the Year. This week, a volunteer from another talking newspaper, Waveney Words, has been selected as a 2018 Community Hero. Snails and cranes hit the headlines this week. The snails are delaying turning the A47 Acle Strait into a dual carriageway. The cranes have returned to East Anglia after a 400-year absence. A retired motor electrician who used his 60-year-old love of recording to help his community was celebrated at a party this week. The tea party was held at Dis Bowls Club on Tuesday for 76-year-old David Holland, who has helped to run talking newspaper Waveney Words since its first meeting in April 1986. He is moving to Cheltenham to be near his daughter. Primarily chief technician, Mr. Holland also contributes interviews and has served on every committee over 32 years. Mr. Holland said, "I've been recording since 1958 with the big reels, so I've always had the interest. When Waveney Words wanted to start a talking paper in Dis, I went to the meeting to get it going. I turned out to be the official technician. I'm now mainly concentrate on the interviews. When I started out, there was an item in the local paper about a lady who was painting silk scarves. And she said to me, when I went to see her, 'I'm not sure about this. Blind people can't see painted silk scarves.' I said, 'I don't know. It's the first time I've done this. Let's just do it and see what happens.' So I did the interview, and a few months later I met one of our listeners, and she said, 'Didn't you do that piece about silk scarves?' I remember, because it brought back the colours. And I thought, if I can do that, I can do talk about anything. Since then, I've done anything from silk scarves to someone suffering with cancer, someone who's written a book, and I talked to Baroness Elaine Murphy recently."
A further 5 years will be needed before experts establish if the relocation of tiny snails, which hold the key to the prospect of the A47 Acle Strait being dualled, has been a success. Dikes around the road are one of the few habitats of the little whirlpool ramshorn snail, which is on the International Red List of Endangered Species. Because the minuscule mollusks are so rare, they're protected by law, so Highways England has to ensure any work does not threaten them further. In 2016, they started a process to move 800 snails away from the dikes by the side of the road to another part of the marshes. A follow-up survey indicated the snails, which have shells less than a fifth of an inch in diameter, had survived the switch and were breeding, so an even longer, larger number was moved last year. And this year, a similar number of the gastropods were moved. However, they need to be monitored for 5 years before the switch can be declared a success, and that study is not due to conclude until 2023. Until then, it would not even be possible for safety barriers to be installed alongside the dikes, let alone the dualling the road, which campaigners have been demanding for decades. A spokesman for Highways England said, "Environment surveys revealed the rare and protected little whirlpool ramshorn snail made its home in ditches alongside the Acle Strait section of the A47. The A47 remains an important route for Highways England, and they will continue to assess where improvements are needed and can be delivered in an environmentally responsible way. While millions of pounds of work is due on the A47, the Acle Strait dualling was not included."
With its elegant willowy silhouette and height of 4 foot, the majestic crane has been missed since the 17th century, when hunting and loss of wetland made them extinct. Now, more than 400 years later, the common crane has made a comeback, with the highest number recorded since the 1600s, with a third being found in Norfolk. In the UK, it is reported that there are 54 breeding pairs, who produced 25 chicks in 2018. And 22 of those pairs and 17 of those chicks were bred in East Anglia. The crane is a tall, graceful, mainly grey bird with long legs, a long neck, and drooping, curved tail feathers. They stand at 4 foot, 120 centimetres, have a wingspan of 8 foot, 245 centimetres, can fly at 45 miles an hour, and fly at altitudes of up to 10,000 metres. Cranes live in wetlands or grassland habitats and can live for up to 50 years in the wild. The oldest known crane lived for 83 years in captivity. Crane calls can be heard as far as 2 miles away, and they participate in an elaborate and enthusiastic dance, mostly for fun. However, it can help develop their social skills and show when single adults are ready to breed. Throughout Asia, the crane is a symbol of happiness and eternal youth, and in Japan, they symbolise good fortune and longevity. Cranes are amongst the oldest living birds on the planet. A crane fossil found in the ashfall fossil beds in northeast Nebraska was estimated to be around 10 million years old. Chair of the UK Crane Working Group, Damon Bridge, said, "To see them returning to their former homes and begin the spread back across the UK after all this time is brilliant and a true reflection of how important our wetland habitat is to cranes and many other species."
On cold winter nights, most people are wrapped up in a blanket and sipping a hot drink. But while we sleep, a team of up to 56 gritters are out in the early hours keeping Norfolk's roads safe. So, as temperatures begin to inch down to freezing, one of the gritting teams took reporter Abigail Nicholson on a 3-hour run to learn more about the role. Here is Elizabeth Stimpson with Abigail's story.